Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dudes.
Nice try, dude.
Catch you later, cop dudes.
Dude.
A war, dude.
Dude.
It is 100 Yards with Adam Cole and Matt Murphy. I'm Matt Murphy.
And I am Adam Cole.
Well, my brother, we have a whole bunch of first, I guess, for the first in the first long time, the first time the Steelers have been in first place. How many games has it been? What was it, like 2000?
It was since week 5 of 2018.
Wow.
I believe there's been a couple times that you guys have tied.
But you haven't been in sole first place.
Yeah, I guess. Since week 4 of 2018.
You guys been dominating that long. That's a shame. That's a damn shame.
Hey.
And y'all was on like a 14-game win streak before?
14-game regular season.
Because
obviously we lost to Tennessee.
But yeah.
Regular season, yeah, because we finished out with 12 strong at the end of last season, and then we won our first two this year.
So you guys are 2-1.
Yes.
The Chicago Bears are 3-0. Now, we all know, let's keep it real. I don't want to offend any Chicago Bear fans out
there. Look at the schedule. If we played anyone else other than Kansas City, we would also be 3-0.
That's my point. The Baltimore Ravens would destroy the Bears if they played them. So that's just crazy how that works out. But, man, that's crazy. And my team is going to have to postpone their game against the Titans because they have a COVID breakout, man. It started with 6. Then it moved to like...
No, it started with 8.
Started with 8, then it moved to...
It was 3 players and 5 staff, I
members.
Believe.
Yeah.
And then...
It grew again.
It
grew to
2
9.
More players, I think, and 1 more staff member. And then now, just this morning, I believe there's
2
another,
more?
Yeah, 1
like
or 2 more players. Yeah, yeah.
At this point in time that we're doing our podcast.
And I believe they're all... on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
I don't.
Because of the linebacker coach.
Yeah. I believe everybody is on the defensive side of the ball.
And a majority of them are asymptomatic.
Yes. I believe all of them are asymptomatic.
No, none. No indication of them being sick at all.
Right. Which is what we were talking about before we even started this, looking up the different, the memo that they sent out to all the teams about the additional testing.
Yeah, so they have new protocols in NFL because of this.
Right.
And they
which
have
which makes sense.
You have to take the nasal test.
Right, which they've been doing.
Yeah, and then it's a new one, a POC or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
I looked it up. That's essentially like the antibody test. POC, point of care, but it's essentially the antibody test. So
right.
it's to, I guess, gauge whether or not they've had a recent infection. Like maybe the 2 nasal swab tests somehow missed it because as we all know, we don't know nearly as much about this virus as we think we do. You know, everyone thinks, oh, you'll get it and, you know, the antibodies stay in your system. That's how it originally started. And then we learned that the antibodies go away. Now we don't really know, you know, for all we know, you could stay contagious for a week and then all of a sudden, boom, become asymptomatic. Okay, but still be contagious.
Yeah, that's the question. How long are you contagious?
Yeah, because in all reality, even someone like you or I could feel sick for 3-4 days think that it's just, you know, the season's changing.
Yeah.
But in reality, we
had
caught COVID.
And didn't even know it.
And then we become asymptomatic and start just passing it along to people.
Because I feel great.
Yeah.
So that's why the masks are important.
Yes. And that's why this test, I don't know why they weren't doing it before, but this test
seems very necessary. They said they were going to do it, twice a day. They're getting tested twice a day.
Yeah, they get each of those tests once a day, essentially.
Wow. How about that? It says all Tier 1 and Tier 2 employees must test negative on the POC test before entering the facility. Twice a day, bro. They're not taking any chances.
No.
And then the Raiders, they got busted.
I mean, do you blame them?
No.
Billion-dollar industry?
No, I don't blame them at all. And then my team has to reschedule their games. They were potentially play 13 games in a row.
Yeah, yeah. So from what I've heard, everything's pointing to you guys playing week 7.
Yeah.
Because the Ravens, I believe, have a week 8 bye week.
Your Ravens.
Yeah. We have a week 8 bye week. So the Steelers and the Ravens would play on week 8. The Ravens would then have their bye week on week 7.
Wow.
And then the Steelers and the Titans would essentially have their bye week this week, which does, that sucks.
Yeah. And what I also heard that they may add another week to the season.
Yeah.
Like push it back.
I've heard that.
Push the season back 1 week. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. And down the road, week 10, if this happens, there is no flex room.
No.
Majority of the teams have already taken their bye week.
I remember one season. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. You could comment on the beneath the podcast in the comments below, whatever. I think at one point in time, they had 2 bye weeks in NFL. I remember there being 2 bye weeks.
Like each team had 2 bye weeks?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. That
I could have dreamed that up, but I feel like there was 2 bye weeks one time at one point in time, and maybe only once. Somebody fact check me on that one.
I'm going to fact check you right now.
All right, Adam's fact checking me. What did you find?
So it was only one season. So you were right.
Okay.
But it was only one season. The 93 season spanned 18 weeks.
Oh.
And so they had 2 bye weeks.
Okay. So it's doable. It's doable.
It is. It is.
So I think that might be what they're going to do. I heard a rumor. Adam Shefty Schefter said that they may do that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and half the stuff that he says are rumors don't usually turn out to be rumors. He usually knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, so somebody, I don't understand.
Him and his 4 phones.
It's like, why do people always tell? It's like they want them to come out. Obviously, they want the rumors to come out, so whoever's telling them.
It's a leak, and I'm air quoting right now.
Yeah, it's a leak. Dude's on TV answering phone calls. It's like, wow, he don't give a damn.
No. He'll walk away from the studio test. Hold on. Okay, I have some breaking news now. Let me take all your thunder away.
It's like, oh, here's what's going on. So we did some picks last week. I think you destroyed me last week pretty much, didn't you? I don't even know how it went.
So did you total up?
I did not. I think I did.
Because I didn't do so hot, man.
So we're going to count the Cincinnati game as a win.
Yeah. I believe that's what we decided.
All right. Well, let's take a look at it. So I tabulated all mine, and you said you did bad last week. For you, it was probably bad.
I was 10-6.
Yeah, I was 9-7. So you gained another damn game on me. Oh my God. So I don't even want to tabulate. I was 11-5 the first week, 10-6 the second week, 9-7 the third week, and you were 11-5, 13-3, 10-6. So you got me by 4 games total.
Well, season goes on.
I'm going to have to absolutely knock you out of the box 1 week and to catch up because you got me by a pretty good margin.
I'm wondering once we get closer to these bye weeks and we have fewer games going on in a week, if maybe, you know, 1 week when there's only like 5 or 6 games, if I only get one right and you get them all or something like that.
That might happen one day.
You know?
Maybe. I mean, if pigs could fly, yeah. I don't even trust my picks anymore now. I'm all unstable. I'm unstable with my picks now. So who do you guys play this week?
We play Washington.
Yeah, I pick Washington over you guys, over the Ravens.
I saw that, because I guess we'll let everyone know. We're taping this pretty much right before the start of the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
So yeah, we don't have any kind of edge, you know, towards this isn't going to get out until Thursday night or Friday morning, but it's still, we didn't have any kind of edge in terms of our picks, but yeah, I saw you picked Washington. I'm not sure why. I have a feeling it's just because you're a Pittsburgh fan.
No, it's because I'm trying to get a game up on you somewhere.
But that's not the game to pick.
I'm hoping I get lucky. Maybe he gets knocked out or he twists his ankle or something. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That dude, man. That dude that runs like a 4.3 40 at quarterback. He had a bad game last week, though. It's all good.
Yeah, he got inside his own head. You could see it on the field. I don't know how much you follow the Ravens games, but just
I watch them all.
I mean, hey, you never know, man. You never know. But at the same time, I mean, just from me watching him, I mean, yeah, he was all inside his head.
Yeah.
All inside his head. The whole second and third quarter, he could not get outside of his own head. He was beating himself up.
Yeah. I've seen him play before years ago. He was the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers by the name of Cordell Stewart. Yep. That's all I'm going to say about that. Cordell Stewart took us to the championship game. He done some crazy, like, look, just search Cordell Stewart, and I guarantee you he's going to remind you of Mr. Jackson.
Well, the main thing that bothered me is when the Chiefs got their run game down, like when they you know, got down on the Ravens' run game, and we weren't really getting as many yards per play.
Right.
They started trying to go to the air.
Who, the Ravens?
Yeah, don't step away from you.
Yeah.
Like, you are a run-heavy offense. Do what you need to do. Like, don't try to step out of your box and try something, you know, that isn't your, I guess...
identity.
Your identity. That, you know, I don't know.
They did, and they got the game, was it 20-27 at one point?
They were chasing the whole time.
Yeah. Gosh.
The whole time. As soon as we got a field goal on that first drive, I knew we were in for some trouble, man. I knew it.
And you know what? And it sucks that y'all don't have fans, because I'm telling you right now.
Oh, if we had fans,
that
would have
made a difference.
Because he
wouldn't have been able to get his calls off. And that is the only reason
that
score was the way it was.
So
yes.
Loud.
Yes. He was able to do whatever he wanted to. He was able to get his plays off. He didn't have to do a silent count or anything. And believe me, he would have had to do a silent count. My homeboy would have had to do a silent count in that stadium.
Yeah.
And y'all would have been able to get off faster, off the edges, and get to him faster.
The flock is serious, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. I don't think they're going to go undefeated. Adam thinks the Chiefs are going to go undefeated. I don't think so.
It's a very strong possibility.
Nope. Think they might lose next week, this week, to the Patriots.
That is a possibility, but I...
Keep in mind, when you say undefeated, I want you to think about that game against the Chargers. Just think about that game. I always look at that game. I'm like, okay. So the Chargers almost beat him. Okay. And then you got Big Cam Newton. So, and then you got the mastermind.
We'll see. I still picked him this week.
You did?
Yeah.
I picked the Patriots.
So since we are taping this before the big Thursday night matchup.
Oh! Who was it? The Jets?
Broncos and the Jets.
Wow.
Worse and even worse.
They should be able to flex some of these games, man. Seriously. Flex them.
No one knew that this was going to be 0-3 versus 0-3.
Wow, that's horrible.
But if you want to go through, there's really no point. We did last week. We did the Thursday night game. We did the Sunday night game, Monday night, and then one big game.
Yeah.
I don't see a point in even negotiating on this Thursday night game. I mean, we can, but what is it?
Where are they playing first and foremost?
They're playing in MetLife.
Are they going to have any fans there?
No, I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Mr. Bad Attitude, Adam Gase.
That turf.
Mm.
The sticky turf.
Who am I going to go with, man? It's like a pick 'em game, dude.
It really is, and there's so many people out on either side.
Oh, boy.
I think so. Brett Rypien is the quarterback for the Broncos.
So wait a minute. Okay, because we knocked their quarterback out in the first game, the game against us.
Drew Lock, yeah.
We knocked him out.
And then they brought in Jeff Driscoll, and then
he played well against us.
He just hasn't been doing anything these past 2 weeks.
He's been getting sacked up.
Yeah. So now it's Brett Rypien, third, possibly fourth stringer, I guess, technically.
I think I went with the Jets. I'm going with the Jets.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I'll go with the Jets. Jeez, Brett Rypien. Is that Mark Rippin's son?
Nephew.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jets. And then I think the Ravens play the Redskins. I'm going with the Ravens.
You're going to change it up now.
No, sorry. I said Redskins again. Sorry, it's the Washington football team, by the way. How many times do you hear the announcers do the same thing I just did? The Washington football team. I'm going with the Washington football team, by the way. Okay, we were going to pick four main teams, games to pick, but being that my team's not playing this weekend, so we'll go with...
And it's just a
it's not really
crappy slate of teams playing each other.
Unbelievable. So we're going to go with the Thursday night game. We both picked the Jets.
Yes.
All right.
Jets then will get their first win.
You get New England and Kansas City. I'm going with New England.
Yeah, I'm still going to stick with Kansas City.
Okay.
And the most accurate arm in the entire league.
I'm going New England. And then we have the Washington football team against the Baltimore Ravens. That's going to be basically right up the road from us here in Richmond.
Battle of the Beltway.
Yep. I'm going with the Washington football team.
Yeah, you know I'm not going to pick against my team.
You're going with the Ravens.
Unless it's an obvious mismatch, which the past couple years there haven't been really too many. I mean, you know, a couple years ago, there were plenty of matchups where I'd look at the schedule and I'd be like, no, we don't got it. But now, almost every game, I'm like, hey, we could get this.
Yeah, you guys are pretty much favored in every game you've played this year so far.
Yeah.
So
we were even favored against the Chiefs.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the Redskins. I know people are like, oh my God, what is Matt Murphy smoking?
Nothing.
That might be the problem. So there you have it. Okay, y'all can check back with our picks next week to see how accurate we are. So Adam has me overall this year by four games. He was 10-6 last week. I was 9-7. Week before that, he was 13-3. Great week. 10-6 that same week.
And then next week, by the way,
is
week 5. Remember, we decided that's when we would do our mulligan of our picks.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to remember next week to think on that and who we want to get rid of, if anybody.
Yeah. Talk about our Super Bowl picks and things of that nature.
Yeah. Just our division picks, all of that good stuff. We have our chance to reclaim or make up for a stupid comment from earlier.
Or make good. All right, so how can folks find our podcast?
Oh, well, you know, we're on every major platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We are actually on the 910 The Fan website.
Yes.
TheFanRichmond.com.
I feel special. Thank you, Greg.
But yes, quite a few places.
And you know what? It's absolutely free.
Doesn't cost a dime. So I guess next week we'll see where we stand. We'll see if you can somehow get a game up or get a couple games up.
I think I'll be deeper in the hole.
You think I'll pull farther away?
Yep, I just keep digging a hole deeper because I'm trying to catch up.
I'll make sure I bring a shovel next time.
It's going to get to the point to where I'm going to wait till you say your picks and then just pick everything you pick so I can't get any deeper in a hole.
Yeah, but then we're just both going to fall sometime. But hey, we will check in next week and I guess see where Matt Murphy stands.
In the hole!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.